It's time for high school basketball on K98.7. Tonight's game is brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licking Memorial Health Systems, Par Excellence STEM Academy, Elliott Heating and Cooling, Al's Meat Market, Central Ohio Garage Door, Elliott's Wood-Fired Kitchen and Red Oak Pub, Lucard Heating and Cooling, Krager Tire, Buckeye Valley Equipment, The Toy Store, and Shaw Mechanical Heating and Cooling. Now, let's go down to the hardwood and the call of the game with Brian Mays.
From Jimmy Allen Gymnasium, it's Newark Wildcat basketball as the Cats play host to the Chieftains of Logan. Hi, everybody. Brian Mays. Happy Friday, everyone. Newark comes in 2-1, winning two straight after starting the season with an opening loss to Akron Buchtel, 66-61. Since then, they have defeated Groveport 47-39 and Zanesville last Saturday at home 47-33. They are 1-0 in the OCC Buckeye. The Chieftains have only had one contest so far this year. That was at home in Hocking County, and they fell to Pickerington Central by a final of 63-24. So this is an OCC Buckeye tilt, and the Wildcats come in as pretty heavy favorites in this contest. Logan last year with a record of 2-21. They have a new coach, Rob Hayes. He came over from Westland after 7 years there. And of course, the veteran here at Newark, Jake Quackenbush, and his dad, Jeff Quackenbush, coach with his 26th year, 430 victories against only 183 defeats. And speaking of Coach Quack, we'll hear from him next on the pregame show as you're listening to Newark Wildcat basketball exclusively on K98.7.
You wouldn't let your kid play basketball with worn-out sneakers, would you? So why let them drive with worn-out tires? Hi, I'm Dan Tekin, owner of Krager Tire and Service. Just like good shoes keep your kids steady on the court, good tires keep their car steady on the road. Call us today at 740-467-3189 and let's make your baller's safety a slam dunk. And good luck to all of our area teams. Krager Tire and Service, we're no longer just tires.
Hey, basketball fans. As you know, a winning team starts with preparation, guidance, and the ability to work as a cohesive unit. Let Par Excellence STEM Academy help instill confidence, social skills, and teamwork from the beginning to help ensure your child's success as they progress through their grade levels, kindergarten through sixth grade. At Par Excellence STEM Academy, we'll help put the student in student-athlete. Our classes and lunches are free, so enroll today at parexcellenceacademy.org.
Licking Memorial Health System's mission to improve the health of the community extends above and beyond providing quality health care services to Licking County residents. We value service and philanthropy and support local organizations that uplift and strengthen the entire community. LMHS is committed to supporting community benefits in arts and culture, housing and economic improvement, youth activities, social service organizations, higher education, and community service.
Tank top, sweater, raincoat, snow parka. Which was it this morning when you left home? Hi, Chase Houston of Houston Plumbing and Heating. Ohio weather isn't predictable, but one thing sure is, York and Houston. For comfort you can count on year-round, call us today for a free estimate on an energy-efficient York heating and cooling system. When the temperature outside is up and down, York and Houston Plumbing and Heating will keep your inside cozy and comfy. Call us today at 740-763-3961. One call does it all. Ohio license number 25394.
It's high school basketball on K98.7. Brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Par Excellence STEM Academy, and Licking Memorial Health Systems.
Welcome back, everyone, as we get ready for Logan and Newark tonight here at the Jimmy. And we welcome in Coach Jeff Quackenbush. Coach, after three games, your thoughts about this ball club?
I think we're still learning. We haven't shot the ball very well yet. I think that'll improve as we get more comfortable. But, you know, without Braylon being with us for the first few games, 2-1 off to a good start, we would love to play Akron Buchtel again and redo that one. But that's the way it is. So we'll have our hands full tonight against Logan.
Defensively, it's turned up the last couple of games, and I know a big key, as it is every year, is out-rebounding the opponent. And after the Buchtel game, you've out-rebounded both Groveport and Zanesville pretty handily.
Yeah, we had a really good week of practice last week after we lost Akron Buckdell, and guys could see on film the mistakes they were making. We didn't get any loose balls, not many defensive rebounds in the fourth quarter against Buckdell, so we fixed that last week. And that's going to be an issue for us all year because we're just not very big, so we have to rebound as a team.
And it seems like, yeah, both teams had runs against you, but you had been able to build a comfortable lead and kind of were able to hold them off. And then I really love the improvement at the foul line from game two to game three.
Well, we're going to have to figure out ways to get easy baskets, and free throws is definitely going to be one of those ways because we're not really fast and we're not really big. So you got to find ways to get some easy baskets. Tonight, the goal would be if we can get them to turn it over a little bit, get out and fill lanes and get some easy ones that way.
With Braylon out, you always kind of want to see who steps up, who made some improvements in the game. Who has maybe pleasantly surprised you through three games with Braylon being out?
Well, I think our two sophomores, Tybron and Colton, have improved the most since the beginning of practice till now, understanding their roles. I think Jake and Ty have done a good job moving from role players last year to go-to guys this year. Neither of them have shot it real well from three, but I think that'll improve as the year goes on.
Well, you kind of took my thunder of my next question with Ty, because he's taken some big shots at the end of the ball games too. I mean, no matter what he's done for the first three quarters, he wants the ball in his hands and he feels comfortable taking the shot.
Yeah, you know, I talked to Ty about that we need him in the first and second quarter as much as we do the fourth. So I think as he gets more comfortable with his role now, you'll see a much improved tie in the first half, just like you've seen in the fourth quarter.
And Jake, we talked about earlier today about how he kind of came of age a little bit at the end of last year, and now that he's put on some muscle and has gotten a little bit taller, he looks very comfortable in the paint, and he's got a nice turnaround jumper right now.
Yeah, he's not shooting it great yet. He's put a ton of time in, still figuring out. You know, he's not a 6'1 guy now. He's a 6'4 guy, so his goal is, and growing up in our house, he just wants the Wildcats to win. So he's happy if we win.
Logan has had just one game. It was a tough one against Pitt Central. Scouting report on the Chieftains heading into tonight.
Well, that's the hard part, is we don't have much information on them because they've only played one game and it was a league game, so we wouldn't have film on that. So from what I've seen from some scrimmages, if our pressure defense on the ball and away from the ball is as good as it can be, I think we could cause them some problems. But they do have some skilled kids. If you let them shoot wide open jumpers, they're going to make them.
Again, you always want to throw a knockout punch when you can, but when it's a program in transition with some young players, a new head coach and things of that nature, is it even more, hey, if you can get them off kilter early, they can probably nail their psyche a little bit more than a veteran ball club?
Well, I think that's any team in high school basketball, that you got to make teams uncomfortable. Some teams you make uncomfortable playing zone. Some teams you make uncomfortable pressuring or trapping. You just got to make them feel uncomfortable and then make your adjustments as the game goes on.
That's head coach Jeff Quackenbush. We are starting tonight a little bit earlier, actually about 7 minutes earlier, as we're going through the starting lineups right now. For Logan, starting for the Chieftains will be a couple of seniors, Jackson Stimmel, along with Owen Bell. Carson Tootle, the quarterback from the Chieftains football team, also starts. He's a sophomore, along with freshman Hudson Edwards and Daniel Bowers, another sophomore, for coach Rob Hayes. For the Wildcats, Tybron Brooks, the sophomore, he is in the starting lineup, along with Colton Peterson, Jake Quackenbush, Ty Gilbert, and the senior Austin Rose. So again, for Newark, it's Brooks, Peterson, Quackenbush, Gilbert, and Rose. Newark in their home white, and they'll be going right to left as we get started. Rose will jump at center court, going up against Tootle, and we'll be set here for Newark and Logan, exclusively on this Friday night here on Kate 98.7. Tip is controlled by the Chieftains, and bringing it across And we've already got a turnover, and that was a big-time problem against Pickerington Central for Logan. Multiple turnovers, and they have one just 8 seconds in to this contest. So it goes over to Newark now. Brooks brings it across the timeline, gets a pick from Rose on the right side. Now Rose will get the pass. Left wing it goes to Gilbert. Left baseline it's Peterson. Looking inside it's Quackenbush. Back to Peterson, and they'll reset. Brooks outside the arc. Logan in man-to-man. Quackenbush left wing outside the arc. Cross court it goes. That's Gilbert with a tough runner. Shot is no good. Quackenbush, could he save it? No. Out of bounds, it will go back to Logan. Logan's first year in the OCC Buckeye after almost a decade as an independent, after being forced out basically of the SEOAL, and then the league folded after being the longest public league in the state of Ohio's athletic history. Carson Tootle gets a pass inside, and he gets the first basket of the ball game, and it's 2-0. Logan leads it with 7:07 in this first quarter. Brooks has it, now swings it to Gilbert. Left wing it goes. This is Quackenbush. Peterson takes it to the top of the key. Brooks looking to take it in, but he's cut off by Tootle. Left wing it's Gilbert now. Ty will give it off to Quackenbush outside the arc. Right wing Brooks thought about the three. Now he'll dribble back to Peterson, top the arc. Over goes to Gilbert. Logan playing very good defense right now. Newark trying to get something inside, but nothing is there. Here's Brooks. Left baseline Gilbert. He's cut off. Up top, Brooks is open for the three. Fires. Got it. Tybron Brooks, the sophomore, who's had a great start to this campaign. He nails the three, and Newark leads it 3-2 with 6:15 remaining first quarter. Of course, Newark in their typical man-to-man defense. Shot is no good. Rebound by Quackenbush. Off it goes to Brooks. Here's Peterson. He'll take it to the rack. He's double-teamed, cut off, looking inside. He'll swing it to Gilbert. Ty, up top Quackenbush, left wing Brooks. Here's Peterson. He'll drive baseline, puts it up and in for two. Colton Peterson gets on the board, and it's 5-2. And a turnover. Here come the Cats, looking to push. Gilbert. Haynes shoots and goes. Well, if it was a slow start, no longer, as Newark has rattled off seven straight, and they lead it by five at 7-2, 5.5 remaining opening stanza. Stimmel has it on the right baseline. Quackenbush is hounding him. Looking inside, nice pass to Tootle. Puts it up and in. Shot is good over Austin Rose, who commits the foul, and a chance for a three-point play. So that makes it 7-4. Carson Tootle, outstanding athlete for Logan. Did not play in the football game here against Newark. He was injured the week before against Pick Central. But a lot of people in Logan think he has tremendous talent. He makes the foul shot, and now he will go out. And checking in for Logan is Dylan Lawrence, a junior. 7-5, Newark by 2, 5:15 first quarter. Brooks, double team, looks inside. And off top, Gilbert. Ty takes it into the paint. His runner, good. Getting easy baskets right now. Bodie Smith has checked in for Newark, replacing Austin Rose. Cats with a little token pressure across the timeline. Logan is able to bring it. Looking inside, Stimmel, he's double teamed. Gilbert almost picked his pocket, but now getting the loose ball and putting it up and in for Logan is Hudson Edwards, a freshman, and it is now 9-7 Newark. Smith, and he will get bumped along the baseline, and that foul will be on Daniel Bowers, his first and the team's first. So each team now with one team foul. 4:38 in this opening quarter, 9-7 Newark leads it. Gilbert will inbound on the baseline. Swings it way out to Quackenbush, over to Brooks. Tybron will now give to Gilbert. Back up top to Brooks. Smith has it. Now Quackenbush, still outside the arc. Alex Irvin Royster has checked in now for Newark as well. Smith to Quackenbush. They'll swing it. Brooks He'll drive baseline, put it up. No good. He is fouled. He'll go to line for two. Let's take a break. 4:15 remains first quarter, 9-7. Newark leads it. You're listening to Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
This is your place. It's like they read your mind when they built it. It's the bar you'd make if you could make a bar. It's the food you'd serve if you could cook. This is Red Oak Pub. Locally sourced, char-grilled burgers. That was your idea. Meatloaf in a panini? How'd they find out about that? Well, once you walk through their doors, you'll wonder what took you so long. Red Oak Pub. Great atmosphere, delicious food, terrific people. This is your place. They just take care of it for you. Goose Pond Road, Newark.
Hot shingles need nailed? We admit that our advertising is raising a few eyebrows, but that's the point. At Mike's Roofing, we want you to think about your roof, your windows, and your siding. Are they fading, leaking, or cracked? Paying attention to these things can make a big difference in the value of your home. Technology is improving all the time. Same goes for the building materials. A small change today can pay for itself in energy savings tomorrow. Hot shingles need nailed? Mike's Roofing.
Did you know your heating and cooling system requires regular maintenance, just like your car? Well, if you didn't, no need to panic. Just call your friendly factory authorized Bryant dealer, Federal Elite Heating and Cooling, and they can get you set up with a convenient, worry-free annual maintenance plan to fit your needs. A team member will call you when you're due, and it includes some great discounts should you need emergency service or even a new system. Call our friendly staff today at 754-HEAT and let Federal Elite and Bryant do whatever it takes to keep your system in optimal performance and give you peace of mind.
Now back to the game. It's high school basketball, presented by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licking Memorial Health Systems, and Park Excellence STEM Academy.
3:22 remains in this first quarter, 11-7. Newark on top by four. Shot is no good. Chieftains will bring the ball across the timeline. It's Edwards. He'll take it left baseline, cut off. Swings it up top to Lawrence. He loses the ball, and it's on the ground. Let's see, out of bounds, and it will be on Logan, and it'll be turned back over to the Wildcats. Again, Newark coming in 2-1, 1-0 in OCC Buckeye play. And the Chieftains 0-1, also 0-1 in the league. Brooks will bring it across the timeline. Gives it off to Gilbert. Left elbow, it's Kalen Winbush who's checked in. Quackenbush takes a shot, and it is rejected by Stimmel. Here comes Logan, trailing by four. Stimmel has it way out. He'll swing it along the baseline. There is Owen Bell. Three on the way, and that is good by Owen Bell. 11-10, Newark's lead is cut to one. Brooks takes it into the paint, off the glass, and in for two, and a chance for a three-point play. Brooks starting off strong in this first quarter. He now has got seven of the Cats' 13 points and a chance to make it 8 points at the line. Fourth team foul on Logan. One more, and Newark would be in the double bonus. Brooks' foul shot is up and in, and it's 14-10. Newark up by four. 2:22 remains first quarter. Cats with some full court pressure. Bowers is able to bring it up. Smith is hounding him. He'll spin to the right. Smith knocks it away. Again, down to the floor we go, and it'll be a jump ball. Alternate possession will go to Newark. So 2:10 remains. Cats up by four. Logan had the early 2-0 lead. And we're going to have a timeout, so we'll take one. 14-10, Cats up by four. You're listening to Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
It's a great feeling doing business with John.
It's a great feeling doing business means we're one of the highest rated nationally in customer service. We have one of the largest selections of Hondas, and we make service simple with convenience and mobile service, all while serving Central Ohio for over 30 years. John Hinderer Honda, Route 79 in Heath, or HindererHonda.com. Open Sundays.
It's a great feeling doing business with John Hinderer Honda.
to the hardwood, it's high school basketball on Kate 98.7. Brought to you by Par Excellence STEM Academy, Houston Plumbing and Heating, and Lincoln Memorial Health Systems.
Cats inbound it in the backcourt, up by four at the two-minute mark in this first quarter, 14-10. Newark has that lead. Brooks cut off, looking inside. He gives it off to Winbush, back up top to Brooks outside the arc. Now to Gilbert. Gilbert to Winbush. Kalen looking to take it in. Now he gives it off to Peterson, a three. It's an air ball and the rebound by Tootle. Logan down by four. Tootle takes it in, cut off. Offensive foul. Brooks was waiting for him right there, and he gets the foul on Tootle. And second foul is on Carson, so he will go to the bench. He also played in the reserve game as well, which was won by the Cats 51-33. Brooks to Peterson, right wing, up top Smith. Winbush now has it. Gilbert takes it into the paint. His runner, no, he's going to pass it off nicely to Peterson for two. Good dish by Gilbert. Peterson, nice cut, and it's 16-10 Newark. That is their largest lead of this first quarter, and stepping out of bounds is Stimmel, so another turnover by the Chiefs, which has been their bugaboo the early part of this season. Quackenbush in, and Gilbert will take a seat. A lot of substitutions in this first quarter by Newark. Quackenbush will inbound it along the baseline, and Brooks will bring it up across the timeline at 1:12 first quarter, 16-10 Newark. Peterson up top, Bodie Smith. So we've got both quarterbacks in this game playing for both teams, Bodie Smith and Carson Tootle. Colton Peterson says, enough football talk, let me hit another jumper, and he does, and it's 18-10. Cats now with a 7-0 run and another turnover by the Chiefs. They really struggled against Pickerington Central, and Central's very tough full-court press. And we're seeing those turnovers starting to mount in this first quarter as well. 18-10 Newark. 45 seconds left, first quarter. Ball knocked away, but I think they're going to call a foul on Bowers, and they will. That'll be his second. And it will be double bonus time now for Newark. Bodie Smith will go to the line. Of course, his head football coach, Bill Franks, named the Division I Coach of the Year after leading the Cats to a 7-3 mark. And we'll hear from Coach Franks at halftime tonight. Great honor for him and the ball club, who just really turned it around this year after a 2-8 campaign last year, 7-3, 5-0 at home. And it was great to see the recognition by the other coaches to have him get that prestigious honor. Foul shot by Bodie is up and good. He missed the front end. Second one is good, and it's 19-10. Newark by nine. Here comes a double team. Ball on the floor. We'll have, I think they're going to say out of bounds, and it will stay with the Chieftains. They'll do a side out in front of the Newark bench. 32 ticks remain. 8-0 run here by Newark has expanded their 11-10 lead to now 19-10. And another steal, and it's Peterson. He'll take it coast-to-coast, lay it up and in. Peterson now with eight, and it's a double-digit lead just like that at 21-10. With 16 seconds remaining. Hudson Edwards takes it in. Shot no good. Strong offensive rebound by Stimmel. He's double-teamed. Tries to fight it up. Puts it up. No good. Rebound by Quackenbush with 3 seconds to go. Quackenbush from half court. It will fall short. 21-10. Newark up by 11. We'll head to the second quarter as you're listening to Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Sometimes we need extra health care help. Pataskala Oaks Care Center is here for you and your loved ones, offering respite short-term care and extended stays. They're family-owned with furnished rooms, social activities, medication management, physical, occupational, and speech therapy available, and a dedicated, compassionate staff. Plus, they're respiratory care experts, too. VA insurance accepted, even for long-term care. Visit PataskalaOaks.com or stop by for a tour. Pataskala Oaks Care Center. Breathe easier.
Attention savvy drivers. This is Ryan Schreiber at Madison Collins Stevens Insurance, your local leader in auto insurance. Feeling the pinch of skyrocketing auto insurance rates? Don't settle for the ordinary. Switch to Erie Insurance, where your wallet and coverage stays full. At Madison Collins Stevens, we've got your back with exclusive access to Erie's unbeatable rates. Now is the time to seize control of your savings. Visit our office in downtown Newark or visit mcsinsurance.com to save on your insurance rates with Madison Collins Stevens.
At Coyote, we're going to treat you like dirt because we hold dirt in the highest regard. We're honored to find it under our fingernails. It keeps us humble, honest. If you know us, you know getting treated like dirt means getting treated with respect. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Visit your Coyote dealer, Buckeye Valley Equipment, 3570 National Road in Hebron, or online at buckeyevalleyequipment.com.
It's high school basketball on Kate 98.7. Brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Car Excellence STEM Academy, and Licky Memorial Health Systems.
We start the second quarter, 21-10. Newark leads it by 11. Both teams committing a turnover as we start quarter number two. Tybron Brooks and Colton Peterson each with 8 points in that first quarter for Logan. Gilbert added four and 1 point by Bodie Smith. Logan will inbound it in their backcourt. Daniel Bowers will bring it up with Brooks guarding him. Bowers now across the timeline. And a bad pass, and it's stolen away by Gilbert. Ty will lay it up and in. And a timeout called by Logan. We'll take one as well. 7:25, second quarter. Newark now expands the lead 23-10. You're listening to Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
At Licking Memorial Health Systems, our mission is to improve the health of the community. Our facilities utilize state-of-the-art technology that surpasses the standard for community hospitals to provide excellent health care for Licking County residents. Our healthcare technology features surgical robotics, advanced patient monitoring systems, cutting-edge imaging, and more to enhance patient outcomes, recovery, and safety.
Did you know your heating and cooling system requires regular maintenance just like your car? Well, if you didn't, no need to panic. Just call your friendly factory authorized Bryant dealer, Federal Elite Heating and Cooling, and they can get you set up with a convenient, worry-free annual maintenance plan to fit your needs. A team member will call you when you're due, and it includes some great discounts should you need emergency service or even a new system. Call our friendly staff today at 754-HEAT and let Federal Elite and Bryant do whatever it takes to keep your system in optimal performance and give you peace of mind.
Now back to the game. It's high school basketball, presented by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licking Memorial Health Systems, and Par Excellent STEM Academy.
It's a 12-0 run. Logan calls the timeout as they try to stave off this potential Newark knockout punch, trailing now 23-10. Three on the way, a short rebound by Austin Rose. Rose, Peterson, Brooks, Gilbert, and Quackenbush in, and Ty Gilbert has another layup. They are just looking for easy baskets, which Coach Quackenbush talked about in the pregame, and they're getting them right now. That is, I believe, the sixth layup that they've gotten so far. And another steal. And we could have another layup by Colton Peterson. We do. He's in double figures, and it's 27-10. And the run now is at 16. It is almost a must-sit. Nope, never mind. It's a steal by Brooks. He will lay it up and in. It's just an avalanche right now for Newark and their defense. Multiple steals, multiple layups. 29-10. Logan trailing by 19 to the Cats. Bowers has it. Looking to make something happen. He'll take it to the left elbow. Went for the shot, but they're going to call a foul. Looks like it was on Gilbert on the shot. And it is. So Gilbert picks up his first, and that will send the sophomore Daniel Bowers to the line for two. See if the run stops here from the charity stripe. Bowers lines up the first one, and that is good. So that breaks the 18-0 run by Newark between the first and second quarters. But Coach has to be pleased with what he's seeing. Again, leading out to easy baskets as this team has struggled a little bit from three. They were just 1 of 10 against Zanesville last Saturday. Want to see some more transition baskets. He's getting that tonight. Second foul shot by Bowers is also true, and it's 29-12. The Cats have a 17-point lead at 6 minutes before the break. Gilbert, left elbow, takes it into the paint. His runner, this one's no good. And we got a loose ball foul on Royster. That'll be Royster's first and the second team foul in the second quarter for Newark. Bell will end it to Bowers. He'll bring it across the timeline. Loose ball. Turnover. Winbush gets it for Newark. Off to Gilbert. Gilbert swings it to Peterson. Puts it off the glass and in. And another timeout called by Logan. 5:38 remains. Second quarter, 31-12 Newark. You're listening to Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Hi, it's Caitlin with Elliott Heating and Cooling. We're proud to serve Licking County and the surrounding areas. We offer free consultations for new equipment, and we service all makes and models of existing equipment. We're a premier Armstrong Air dealer, offering a 10-year parts and labor warranty on all Armstrong Air installations. Call in to ask about our 10-10-10. 10-year parts warranty, 10-year labor warranty, and an option for 10-year financing. Check out our website at ElliottHeating.com. At Elliott Heating and Cooling, we're proud to serve our community.
It's time to ride. This is Jeff from the Toy Store in Thornville. Come see us for savings of up to $3,000 on select Polaris side-by-sides and $1,500 savings on Polaris Sportsman models. Financing special is up to 5.99% for 84 months for qualified buyers. Now's the time to ride, so come visit us at the Toy Store or at PolarisTheToyStore.com. Family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Choose us as your hometown dealer for your next outdoor adventure, and we'll see you on the trails.
Discover the joy of gift-giving by shopping your Licking Knox Goodwill retail stores this holiday season. Offering a treasure trove of unique finds and sparkling surprises perfect for everyone on your list. Shopping at your Licking Knox Goodwill retail stores not only fills your heart with joy, but also supports the mission to strengthen community and create job opportunities. Celebrate the spirit of giving with purpose and style. Spread good cheer knowing you're making a difference. Shop smart. Shop Goodwill.
Back to the hardwood, it's high school basketball on Kate 98.7. Brought to you by Par Excellence STEM Academy, Houston Plumbing and Heating, and Licking Memorial Health Systems.
Logan with just two timeouts remaining for the game, and they get a basket from Dylan Lawrence inside. That makes it 31-14, Newark on top. And we are going to have an offensive foul called on Newark. Didn't see really what happened there. Nope, they changed it. It's a travel. That makes more sense. Turnover by Newark. Logan with the ball back, trailing by 17 at 4:50 second quarter. Lawrence looking inside. Stimmel turns. In a lot of trouble. Triple teamed. He'll give it back to Lawrence. Now Bowers will launch a three. It's no good. Loose ball, and it's returned by Gilbert. Tide looks up. He's got Peterson. Colton takes it off the glass, and he is fouled. I think that's the only way he's going to miss a layup tonight. He's got to hammer him. Foul is on Stimmel. Jackson Stimmel. That's his first. Team foul number one. Newark has four team fouls in the second quarter. Peterson at the line. He's got 12 points in this first half. First foul shot is off the back iron and no good. Austin Rose, Bodie Smith, and Tyburon Brooks check in for Newark. Winbush, Quackenbush, and Gilbert will have a seat. So resetting Newark's lineup on the floor. It's Royster, Peterson, Rose, Brooks, and Smith. And Peterson lines up foul shot number two. Junior takes one dribble, puts it up, and that one is good. So Bodie now 2 of 4 from the charity stripe in this first half. And it's 32-14. Newark up by 18. Brooks really hounding Edwards. A lot of trouble. He's able to get it off to Stimmel, top of the key. Jackson takes it to the right elbow. Now he's cut off. Looking to get it to somebody, and nobody is open. I mean, nobody is open. Finally fires it to Edwards, who was way out. Edwards looks to take it in. He's double-teamed. Nice pass inside. That's Bell. He can't hit the shot, though. Here comes Royster. Royster across the timeline. Gives it off to Peterson. Now Brooks will set it up at the top of the key. Left wing it goes. That's Bodie Smith. Smith with the dribble. Left baseline, Peterson. He'll try a three off the iron, no good. And the rebound controlled by Logan. And that is Owen Hughes. Hughes looking inside to Stimmel. It's knocked away and saved into Royster's hands. Cats running. Peterson, left wing. Colton takes it up strong. He's blocked by Bell, but they are going to call a foul on Owen Bell. And Peterson will go back to the line for a couple of foul shots. Second foul is on Bell. 3.5 remains second quarter. Colton at the line. First one is good. And a couple of substitutions now for Logan. Tootle is back in along with Kendrick Shade. Kendrick Shade. Second foul shot by Peterson is no good. 33-14. Newark by 19. Tootle. Cut off. Bounce pass. Nearly stolen by Smith. They're able to get it back. Tootle has it. And now thinking about a three, but then cut off was Blake Chambers. And then it goes off of Chambers' hands, out of bounds, back to the Cats. 33-14. Newark comfortably ahead. And Smith will inbound it underneath the Newark basket. We'll get it into Brooks. And he will bring it across the timeline at the 3:05 mark. Dribbles to the left wing. Double teamed. He'll spin back out. And it's to Quackenbush who's checked back in. Now to Gilbert. And Royster has it at the top of the key. Bounce pass it goes. Smith now has it at the foul line. Gilbert takes it left baseline. Tough runner. No good. Crashing of the boards. Out of bounds. It will go over to Logan. Coach and I were reminiscing about some great Logan teams back in the mid to late 80s that battled Lancaster, and Coach was well aware of it. Here's a steal. Gilbert puts it up and puts it in. Gilbert now with six. 35-14. Largest lead of the night now for Newark. Chambers has it. He'll swing it to Shade. Wide open for a three. Around no good. And the rebound by Brooks. Again, Newark looking to push. Gilbert into the paint. Gives it to Quackenbush. Up top, Brooks. Now Smith, left baseline. He'll swing it to Gilbert. Good head fake. He'll put up the runner. Swish. All Newark in this second quarter. 37-14 at 1:50 remaining. Cats have outscored them 26-4 in this second quarter. Here's another three attempt on the way, and it's an air ball rebound by Quackenbush. 90 seconds to go to second quarter as Newark has just expanded the lead. Gilbert a three, short, and then will hit the back of the backboard, and it will be out of bounds, and Logan will get the ball back. Just trying to get to halftime right now, I think, for the Chiefs. You can see some dejection on their faces at this point because this is exactly what happened to them against Pickerington Central. They were only down 14-7 after one, and then it was a blitzkrieg by Central in that second quarter, which kind of did the Chieftains in at that point. Trouble at half court. It's a double team, and Gilbert with a steal. Over to Quackenbush. Here's Brooks. He'll take it along the right baseline. Hang, shoot. No good. Loose step ball. It's Royster. He gets it. No good. He battles back again. Looks to take it up. Now he'll swing it to Quackenbush. And now to Brooks. Brooks at the elbow. Smith wide open three. Bullseye. And they are not going to wait. They are going to use another timeout here, which leaves them with one timeout for the remainder of this game. Logan now trails 40-14 with 56 seconds remaining. And Coach Hayes might have just called that timeout to try to keep his players' heads in the game right now, because they are very, very frustrated, trailing by 26. Our next broadcast of Newark Wildcat basketball will be next Friday, and it should be a dandy as the girl Wildcats take on the Lady Tigers of Pickerington Central. Newark heading into tonight's game against Logan, 4-0, and Central is 3-1. Both teams playing at a high level, and that should be a real good one next Friday night here at the Jimmy. Pre-game at approximately 7:15, and the live tip-off at 7:30. 56 seconds remain, second quarter. Newark 40 and Logan 14. Logan is in the double bonus at the next foul by Newark. Chieftains only have two team fouls. But it's just been the pressure defense cutting out those passing lanes and getting easy, easy baskets. That's been the difference in this second quarter. Brock Thomas has checked in for Logan, seeing his first action. And he will get it off to Edwards, knocked out of bounds. Turnover, Logan. I was never great in math, but I think that is at least turnover number 13. At least. 40-14. Winbush has it left wing. See if the Cats hold here for one, as we're under 30 seconds. Brooks spins away at the top of the key. Winbush has it now on the left wing. Brooks takes it to the elbow. Now he's got to run to the lane and puts it up, and it tickles off the iron. But there's Royster offensive rebound. It goes awry. And the strong rebound by Tootle inside by Logan at 11 seconds remaining second quarter. Ball was kicked by Royster, and it will stay with Logan with 7.7 seconds remaining. Cats up 40-14. Tootle inbounds it at half court, trying to get it in, and he finally does to Stimmel. Still in the backcourt, 5 seconds left. Stimmel takes it in. Here's a three on the way, and it is up and good by Brock Thomas, and that's how this first half will come to an end. All Newark at this point as they lead Logan by a score of 40-17. We'll recap the first half after this timeout as you're listening to Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Utica Feed and Hardware strives to make all your feed buying needs a breeze. From the family dog to livestock to show and all feeds in between. Their experienced and courteous staff will help with all your feed needs. Looking for that special blend of feed for your livestock? Utica Feed and Hardware has specially formulated feed mixes that can help your livestock with virtually any issue. Visit them in person on Church Street in Utica and at UticaFeed.com.
On the farm, a tractor needs to be as reliable as a 5-bar gate, as strong and tough as a barbed wire fence, but way more comfortable. It needs to effortlessly lift, pull, mow, and bale. Out here, the incredibly engineered Kubota M7 was born to farm. Visit your hometown Kubota dealer. Kubota, shape your world.
Visit Lashley Tractor Sales in Zanesville, Quaker City, St. Clairsville, and Marietta, or online at lashleytractor.com.
Licking Memorial Health System's mission to improve the health of the community extends above and beyond providing quality health care services to Licking County residents. We value service and philanthropy and support local organizations that uplift and strengthen the entire community. LMHS is committed to supporting community benefits in arts and culture, housing and economic improvement, youth activities, social service organizations, higher education, and community service.
Hot shingles need nailed? We admit that our advertising is raising a few eyebrows, but that's the point. At Mike's Roofing, we want you to think about your roof, your windows, and your siding. Are they fading, leaking, or cracked? Paying attention to these things can make a big difference in the value of your home. Technology is improving all the time. Same goes for the building materials. A small change today can pay for itself in energy savings tomorrow. Hot shingles need nailed? Mike'sRoofing.net.
It's high school basketball on Kate 98.7. Brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Par Excellence STEM Academy, and Licky Memorial Health Systems.
We're at halftime here at Jimmy Allen Gymnasium, and it's a comfortable lead for the Newark Wildcats over Logan, 40-17. Colton Peterson leading the way with 15 points, 12 points by Ty Gilbert, 8 points for Tybron Brooks, and 5 points for Bodie Smith. So not a lot of players scoring. The thing is, though, those that are scoring are having very easy buckets, several layups, a couple of threes, but it is turnovers leading to baskets for the Wildcats, and that's exactly what took place, especially in that second quarter. It was 19-10 at the end of the first quarter, and then the Cats just exploding in quarter number two. 21-7 was that outcome, which made it then a 40-17 lead at the intermission. So everything that Coach Quackenbush was looking for in this ballgame, he's gotten it so far in the first half. We'll see if it will continue in half number two. But looking for a good, solid defensive game leading to offensive explosion. 40 points at halftime after scoring 47 in total the last two games against Groveport and Zanesville. Well, earlier today I had a chance to speak to the Ohio Division I Football Coach of the Year. That'd be Newark's own Bill Franks. And let's go to that interview right now.
Coach, congratulations. Division I State Coach of the Year. I know you don't like to make it about yourself and it's a team environment, but truly, your thoughts initially when you heard the news that you had gotten this very prestigious award at the Division I level?
First thing that came to mind was I was thankful to my wife for her 34 years of support. Her name's Joan, and she's at every game and always there helping me be able to put as much time as I need to put in. The next thought that came up was Jeff Quackenbush, my athletic director, that I believe greatly in when I came back here. We had a mission, we had a vision, and it feels good to get Newark back to where Newark used to be. My coordinators, Roy Price, my strength coach, Tanner Taylor, my offensive coordinator, Mike Capacci, my defensive coordinator, Darby Riley, special teams, Tony Euler, my youth coordinator. These guys have a slew of assistant coaches under them that help them. And, you know, it really is about family. And lastly, our coaches association, it's a fraternity, and they looked at, they don't always look at just who wins the state, but that's pretty special for our coaches association to just appreciate the work that somebody does. This happens sometimes where somebody doesn't maybe win the state, but they've done some work that the coaches are willing to say, that's what we're in this for. And I think that's what keeps all us high school coaches going. We're teachers first, and we're mentors, and we also love to win, too, so don't get me wrong.
And you mentioned the coaching staff, and there's a lot of familiarity with this staff that have either played at Newark, been at Newark before, a couple, you know, with Newark Catholic as well. But it seemed like everybody bonded, everybody was on the same page, just even watching a couple of practices. They knew what they needed to do. The players bought into what the coaches were telling, and it just really seemed like it was a positive ride throughout the season.
Well, every day starts with a circle, and everybody, our coaches can speak up, and our coaches can say what they need to say, and then the head coach listens and makes decisions. And our group just truly believed in the circle. And they were synonymous to a link in a chain. And their links were always prepared. You know, our offense was ready. Our defense was ready. Our every position, quite frankly, everybody just needed to show up ready to do their job. And it all starts with a circle that everybody matters and everybody has a voice. But then at the end of the day, the head coach is in charge, and we go from there.
There's a lot of ebbs and flows in a season, but I still go back to game one and that opening possession and the opening play. Bodie goes deep to Drayson. That's a huge play to start. And then, though, the confidence you had in this new group on fourth and goal, not to go ahead for the field goal. We're going to score a touchdown on this drive. And I really thought that did catapult the season, the belief that you had in that offense, and then them executing and getting it done.
Well, that's, you know, that play, the pass play was, you know, that happened 6 a.m. in April, right? Those kids would show up at 6 a.m. at Whitefield, and we would work on our fundamentals, because when you're good at a fundamental, then you're going to execute in front of 3,000 people. And that's what Bodie and Drayson did at that point in the line. Line, you know, did their job, and the line showed up all off season for the line clinic. So, you know, when you're successful on Friday night, it's a byproduct of, you know, putting the work in consistently in the off season.
And you always bring the energy, which I think is the players really do respect. I remember watching the 7-on-7 with Granville. You were there getting the ball ready to be snapped, and you always try to have, I want to say, fun. You want to win, but you want the kids to be juiced and ready and have a good time on Friday nights.
Well, if we think fun is doing things well and reaping the rewards, right?
Yeah.
And we like to be organized. We like to have energy. Above all else, we like to have sportsmanship. That's important in this time that we're in, and Newark has always taken great pride in teaching our student athletes to be really good citizens and understanding teammates. And so, yeah, it's fun to give back. You know, I grew up, you know, here, and this town readied me for, you know, bigger things for the world. And my wife and I both are Newark grads, and it prepped us and got us ready, and we've come back and raised our kids here, and so we're in a real fun mode where we're feeling good about giving back.
Great season, and again, congratulations, Coach of the Year. Appreciate it, Coach.
Thanks for all your support for high school sports. It's really refreshing to see the coverage for our teenagers.
Thank you, Coach.
At Shaw Mechanical Heating and Cooling, our priority is to give you the best quality service for the lowest prices. I'm Kristen, and our customer service is not only awesome, it's Shawsome! Be proactive. Take care of your furnace now so it will take care of you when you need it. Call us today for a preventative maintenance visit and experience the Bryant Factory Authorized Dealer difference, because we believe in doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable. We're online at shawmech.com.
At Licking Memorial Health Systems, our mission is to improve the health of the community. Our facilities utilize state-of-the-art technology that surpasses the standard for community hospitals to provide excellent health care for Licking County residents. Our health care technology features surgical robotics, advanced patient monitoring systems, cutting-edge imaging, and more to enhance patient outcomes, recovery, and safety.
Now back to the game. It's high school basketball, presented by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licking Memorial Health Systems, and Par Excellent STEM Academy.
42-17, Newark leads it at the break as we get ready to start the third quarter. But before we do, let's pause for station identification. You're listening to Newark Basketball on K98.7.
This is high school basketball on WCLT, W254CT Newark, K98.7.
Brian Mays high above Gary Walters court as we get ready to start the third quarter. Newark leading 40-17. Cats will get the ball to start this third quarter of play. Quackenbush, Gilbert, Peterson, Rose, and Brooks will start this third quarter. Newark shot 59% from the floor in that first half, 2 of 7 from 3, 6 of 9 from the charity stripe. But again, of those 16 made field goals, if not half, if not more, were layups off turnovers created by that newer defense. Brooks takes it strong to the hole. His shot is no good, and the rebound by Bowers for Logan. Chieftains will have the ball for this first time in the third quarter after the rebound on the miss by Brooks. Looking inside, it's Stimmel. Nice give and go, but he's not able to hit the shot, and the rebound by Quackenbush. Across to Gilbert. Gilbert takes it into the paint. Now to Brooks. He'll drive right baseline, swing it up top. Quackenbush. Now to Gilbert. Ty takes it into the paint. The runner good. So Gilbert now has got 14, and it's 42-17. Newark by 25. 14 turnovers by Logan in that first half. Tough shot by Edwards, no good. Quackenbush, another rebound, and here comes Newark. Peterson up top, Quackenbush. He'll hand it off to Brooks. Now Peterson right wing inside Quackenbush. Swings it to Gilbert. He's open for a three. No good. Rose battles hard inside. Is not able to get it, though. And Logan gets the rebound. Bowers, he'll launch a quick three. Short. And rebound by Rose. 42-17. Newark by 25. Peterson takes it again. Strong. Iron no good. And the rebound by Logan. It's Tootle. And now Logan will look to set up. Now again, a nice give and go, and this time Bowers is able to score off the glass. He now has 4 points, and it's 42-19. Newark with this healthy 23-point lead at 6:05, third quarter. Gilbert left wing. Looking inside, he'll give it off to Brooks at the right elbow. Now Quackenbush drives right baseline, bounce pass, and a three on the way, and it is Peterson once again. Great pass, though, by Quackenbush along the baseline to set up Peterson for the three. He's got 17. Top score tonight for Newark, and the lead at 26. Edwards off to Bowers. Bowers takes it to the foul circle. Now Edwards, he'll launch a three. In and out, and the rebound by Newark. Baseball pass. Peterson ahead. Layup good. 19 now for Peterson, and it's the lead of 28. And again, Logan, burning four timeouts in that first half, only has one left for the remainder of this contest. Edwards, left wing outside the arc, and they're going to call Peterson with the body. That'll be Peterson's, I believe, second foul. And first team foul. And it actually is just Colton's first. He'll check out along with Brooks, Winbush, and Smith in for the Cats. Side out in front of the Logan bench. Bowers trying to get it in. Winbush won't let him. And Gilbert with a near steal, but Logan is able to maintain it. Tootle fates the three, now cut off on the left wing. Bowers trying to take it in. He's cut off by Gilbert. And Logan will have to reset. Bowers, top of the key. Stops his dribble. Tootle comes to help him. Bowers, he's not bashful, launches a three. It's no good. Here comes Gilbert. It's one-on-one against Tootle. Gilbert takes it in strong, puts it up and in strong. And the lead balloons to 30. And Quackenbush went down hard right at half court. See if he's okay. Ball was out of bounds and will go over to Newark. Quackenbush, a little ginger, but he's going to stay in there. Coach is looking at him. Says he's okay, and he'll continue. 49-19, Logan by 30. Gilbert over to Winbush, up top Smith. Right wing, Quackenbush. Winbush right baseline. Kalen back to Quackenbush at the foul circle. Now it's Gilbert. Gilbert looking inside, nothing there. Here's Smith left wing outside the arc. Now to Winbush. 4 minutes, third quarter. Cats a little bit more patient on this possession. Now they find Quackenbush up and in for two along the baseline. Jake's first two of the night, and it's 51-19. Logan brings it across the timeline. In trouble. Here's a double team, which almost would have led to a steal, but Smith and Rose collided. Here's a three on the way. That is up and in. for Logan, and that three-pointer is by Owen Hughes, 51-22, Newark on top. Winbush takes it in strong, off the glass and in for two. Nice move, Kalen Winbush, his first two of the night. And it's up again to 31. Tootle, double-teamed. Bounce pass, it goes to Stimmel. Stimmel clears the action. Smith will guard him. Hands it off to Bauer. Again, a near steal. Smith battles for it, and it'll be a foul on Logan. 3:07 remains, third quarter, 53-22 Newark. You're listening to Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Lucart Heating and Cooling, your local Lennox premier dealer with professionalism and customer satisfaction. Installing Lennox systems in Licking County for over 60 years. Installation professionals, NAEP certified technicians, and Lennox innovations make Lucart Heating and Cooling the wise choice. Call us today at 740-344-5497 or visit us online at lucartheating.com.
Back to the hardwood, it's high school basketball on Kate 98.7. Brought to you by Par Excellence STEM Academy, Houston Plumbing and Heating, and Licking Memorial Health Systems.
Moving screen is called against Newark as we return to action here. And it is... foul is on Jake Quackenbush. That'll be his second, team foul number two in this third quarter. 53-22, Cats comfortably ahead, looking to move to 3-1 on the season, and their third straight victory. Shot is rejected by Royster, and the officials stop play. And what do we got here? I'm going to guess inadvertent whistle, because... it's going to go over to Newark. Not sure why they stopped it, because the Cats would have had a break. Nevertheless, Gilbert brings it across the timeline over to Smith. Bodie swings it back to Ty. Ty will drive baseline, his runner off the glass. Oh, it went in and out, but there's Royster again. Shot no good, but he's fouled. Well, I tell you what, Royster goes to the offensive glass as good as anybody. Got to get a couple of those bunnies to fall at some point, which they will. And looks like Royster might have got hit in the face, might have a bloody nose. And Brooks will have to check in for him. And that should be a shooting foul. Yep, it is bleeding. Got hit in the nose, but that is at least his fourth offensive rebound in this game. And he has done that in every game so far in this 24-25 campaign. So Brooks will come to the line to shoot for Royster as he's being tended to along the sideline there of Newark's. Brooks hits the first foul shot. He's now got 11. And coach gives a friendly little jab to Royster. Second foul shot, that is also good. Cats now 8 of 11. They were 16 of 18 against Zanesville. Very impressive from the charity stripe last Saturday. 55-22, Newark by 33. Running clock will take place if we get to a 35-point deficit. Shot is no good, and the rebound by Newark. Here comes Brooks. Brings it across the timeline to Quackenbush, right wing Gilbert. Looking inside to Winbush, but now Gilbert will bring it back to the top of the key. Left wing, it's Smith. Back up top, Quackenbush. Right elbow. Now to Brooks, right baseline. Gilbert swings it to Smith. Now here's Winbush at the top. Kalen back to Gilbert. Ty takes it in. He's cut off. Smith has it left baseline. Nowhere to go to, and Brooks will save him way out front. 90 seconds remain, third quarter. It's 55-22 Newark. Quackenbush swings it to Gilbert. Ty takes it in, puts it off, no good. Winbush is able to save it. No, they're going to say he did not maintain possession. So back to Logan with 1:22 to play. Coach Rob Hayes in his first year at Logan after 7 years at Westland. Knows he's got an uphill challenge. But the folks I've talked to, he says he brings a lot of energy. And the kids are buying into what he's selling. That always can make a difference down the road. Logan has it right now with 1:05 remaining. Ball is tipped away. Smith battles hard for it. Knocks it out of bounds. It will go back to Logan, but Smith just hustling all the way. And now Logan will have to go the length of the court after maybe only having to have it at half court instead, just due to the hustle of Bodie Smith. Under a minute, third quarter, 55-22, Newark with the 33-point lead. Stimmel at the elbow, cut off, looking for someone to cut, and it's a turnover, and Winbush gets it for Newark. Hands it off to Smith, now to Brooks, 38 seconds. That is turnover number 16. Brooks has it right wing. Quackenbush now to the top, Peterson, and they'll swing it to Smith. Looking, here's Brooks. He'll drive right baseline, puts it up strong and in. 14 now for Brooks, and it's 57-22 with 18 seconds remaining in this third quarter. Logan trying to get a shot off before the break, and Winbush will be called for a push. That will be the team foul number 3, but again, a running clock, and that will end this third quarter. All Newark at this point. They lead Logan 57-22. Fourth quarter is next. You're listening to Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
What was that?
That was the garage door spring snapping.
Oh, no. I won't be able to get my car out. Who should we call?
Central Ohio Garage Door. I hear they just got voted 2024 Best of Lincoln County for Garage Door Companies. They're locally owned and operated, so they'll get here quick.
Through December 31st, get 25% off a winter tune-up and prevent unforeseen repairs. Visit online at CentralOhioGarageDoor.com. Central Ohio Garage Door, your local garage door experts.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Visit Lashley Tractor Sales in Zanesville, Quaker City, St. Clairsville, and Marietta, or online at LashleyTractor.com.
It's high school basketball on Kate 98.7. Brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Par Excellence STEM Academy, and Lickey Memorial Health Systems.
57-22. Newark leads it with one quarter to play here at Jimmy Allen Gymnasium. Logan will get the ball to start quarter number 4. And again, with the 35-point deficit, it will be a running clock here in the fourth quarter. Bowers has it at the foul circle. His shot is around, no good. Good, strong rebound by Brooks. He'll bring it across. Coach talked about it in the pregame. He has really exploded for the opportunity with Braylon Morris being out. He's taken full advantage of it. Colton Peterson gets a layup, and it's now 59-22. Morris should be back with maybe in the next one or two games. Has been working out in practice and is pretty close, and that will be another weapon that this Newark offense will love to have. Second team All-Ohio last year, Braylon Morris had a great game in the finale in that regional semifinal. And you would love to have seen him be able to carry that over to this season. Have to wait a little bit more than what anybody was hoping for. But still, I think this team is happy to be where they'll be at 3-1 and then have him back here shortly. That'll be a big boost to this Newark offense. So far, the high mark was 61 in that opening season loss. They're now at 59. Royster trying to tie it right now, and he does. Royster gets into the scoring column, and it's 61-22, Newark. Bowers over to Edwards, as we are at 6.5 minutes remaining in this contest. So Logan will fall to 0-2, and still 0-2 now in the league. Pretty tough start to the season. Pitt Central, and then coming to Newark. Nobody did him any favors with that schedule. Shot is blocked out of bounds. It will stay with Logan. And it's a young ball club. I think we'll see a much better ball club as the season progresses. But everyone's still trying to learn their role, learn what Coach Hayes wants to do. But promising sophomores and a couple of freshmen, I think this team will definitely develop as the year goes on. The only problem is this league is just so tough. Newark, Pitt Central, Reynoldsburg has improved immensely since last year. Canal Winchester always will put a good team on the floor. Groveport, they've got athletes. So no rest for the weary in the OCC Buckeye. Ball on the floor, jump ball. It will stay with Logan as we are down to 5.5 minutes remaining in this fourth quarter. 61-22 Newark. Coach might be going to the bench here and get some subs in. Three-pointer by Logan is no good. Rebound by Royster. Off it goes to Brooks. Now Gilbert back to Brooks, and they'll set things up. Quackenbush to Peterson. Over to Gilbert. 5 minutes left in this fourth quarter. Brooks fires a three. That's going to be an air ball. Rebound by Edwards of Logan. Here's Shade with it, and he threw it to the backcourt, and it will be an over and back, and it will go to Newark. And we will have multiple substitutions coming in here for the Wildcats. Checking in, Zach Meister. Royster and Smith will stay in. Braden Kobe will have his first action, and Branson Duvall as well. So, good opportunity here for some playing time at the varsity level for a couple of the JV players. DeVault has it. He'll give it off to Meister. He'll swing it to Smith. Inside to DeVault. He loses it. But now here's a three on the way and blocked out of bounds by Stimmel. And we'll take our final in-game break here. 61-22, Newark leads it. You're listening to Wildcat Basketball on K98.7.
Hey, basketball fans. As you know, a winning team starts with preparation, guidance, and the ability to work as a cohesive unit. Let Par Excellence STEM Academy help instill confidence, social skills, and teamwork from the beginning to help ensure your child's success as they progress through their grade levels, kindergarten through sixth grade. At Par Excellence STEM Academy, we'll help put the student in student-athlete. Our classes and lunches are free, so enroll today at parexcellenceacademy.org.
Now back to the game. It's high school basketball, presented by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licking Memorial Health Systems, and Par Excellence STEM Academy.
While we're away, Branson Duvall gets a layup to go, and that made it 63-22, but then Jackson Stimmel bombed in a three for the Chieftains, and it's 63-25. As we are at 2 minutes and 45 seconds remaining in this ball game. Smith, off it goes to Meister. Back up top, Smith. Swinging around to Kobe. Looking inside, Royster has it. Boy, he'll take it strong as he always does. Shot no good. And the rebound by Bowers for Logan. Bowers goes to Stimmel in the corner. He has back-to-back trays. Jackson Stimmel with a nice shot, and it's 63-28, and Stimmel gets a steal. See if he's going to do a heat check. He'll fire it up, shot no good, but he is fouled, and he'll go to the line for two. So now this is the high watermark of the season for Logan at 28 after getting 24 in their first game, and now also the high watermark for the Wildcats at 63. 16-point increase over the last couple of ball games. Stimmel, the senior, at the line. First shot is short. As we are at 1 minute and 40 seconds left to go in this one. And in the storied history of the Newark basketball program, this will be win number 1,721. Again, only two other schools in the Buckeye State have over 1,700 wins, Canton McKinley and the Blue Streaks of Archbold. Meister takes it to the right baseline, cut off. They'll swing it over and knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Cats as we come up on 1 minute to play. Newark leading 63-29. Meister to Kobe, right wing. He'll dribble up to the top of the key. Off to DeWalt. And now Kobe a three short. And the rebound to Logan with 45 seconds to play. Bowers, he wants to put it up, but he's cut off. Stimmel has it now looking inside. Pass knocked away, out of bounds. And I think that will be turnover number 20 for Logan. 30 seconds to go. This will probably be the final possession. Barring a turnover. And it goes to Meister. He'll bring it across the timeline. 20 seconds left. Smith has it. Bodie. Off to Kobe. Now to Meister. And we are at 10. And coach says back off. And that's what will happen. Logan comes to Newark. It's tough to win here at the Jimmy as they find out in OCC Buckeye play. Final score, the Wildcats victorious 63-29. We'll recap it after a timeout as you're listening to Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Have you been buying your meat at the big chain stores?
Ew!
When you can buy fresh? For almost 70 years, your friends and neighbors have been making the fresh choice at Al's Meat Market. What's that? Your freezer's dying of boredom.
Yawn!
Then check out Al's Meat Bundles. You can always fill up at Al's Meat Market. Don't forget Al's is your place to order beef tenderloin, prime rib, and all the sides for any occasion. Al's Meat Market, West Main and 21st Street, Newark.
Tank top, sweater, raincoat, snow parka. Which was it this morning when you left home? Hi, Chase Houston of Houston Plumbing and Heating. Ohio weather isn't predictable, but one thing sure is, York and Houston. For comfort you can count on year-round, call us today for a free estimate on an energy-efficient York heating and cooling system. When the temperature outside is up and down, York and Houston Plumbing and Heating will keep your inside cozy and comfy. Call us today at 740-763-3961. One call does it all. Ohio license number 25394.
When making the holiday meals for your family, you take your time to make sure you get every detail just right. Since 1978, family-owned and operated Ross's Granville Market has been your go-to destination for the hard-to-find but have-to-have ingredients to make your holiday special. There's lots of places to shop for groceries, but at Ross's Granville Market, you won't need your walking shoes. Park close, get what you need, and get back to the kitchen. Ross's Granville Market, Main Street in Granville.
Choosing a used vehicle is all about trust. For 62 years, Eastern Ohio has bought their cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs from Finks. They sell more pre-owned vehicles than anyone because of their large selection, low prices, and stress-free buying process. Finks has the vehicle you're looking for, or they will find it for you. Finks Quality Used Cars. Since 1962, the tradition continues. In South Zanesville and online at FinksQualityAutos.com.
Hi, this is Adam Reed with the Licking County Veterans Service Commission. Did you serve in the U.S. military? If so, please contact our office. We can provide information and assist you with filing for local, state, and federal veterans benefits, including compensation, non-service-related disability pensions, surviving spouse benefits, health care enrollment, education, emergency financial assistance, and much more. Call 740-670-5430 to schedule an appointment. We are located at 935 Buckeye Avenue in Newark.
This Sunday is Rent to Own's annual Santa Sunday, December 15th from noon to 4 p.m. Santa will be at R2O with gifts for the kids and free photos, snacks and drinks, amazing product offers, plus rent free till February 1st when you pay 2 weeks. This day only. Be sure to RSVP for this Santa event by visiting your local Rent to Own or visit R2O.com and let them know you'll be there Sunday, December 15th, noon till 4.
Back to the hardwood, it's high school basketball on Kate 98.7. Brought to you by Par Excellence STEM Academy, Houston Plumbing and Heating, and Lincoln Memorial Health Systems.
Newark moves to 3-1 on the season. Victorious tonight over Logan here at the Jimmy, 63-31. And move to 2-0 in OCC Buckeye play. Wildcats were led by 21 points by Colton Peterson, who really got it done with a lot of layups off turnovers that the newer defense created, but he leads the way with 21. 16 points by Ty Gilbert, 14 for Tyron Brooks. Also scoring 4 points was Bodie Smith, then 2 points each for Jade Quackenbush, Kalen Winbush, Alex Irvin Royster, and Branson Duvall to round out the scoring for Logan. For Newark. Leading the way for Logan was 7 points for Jackson Stimmel. He got all of those late in the fourth quarter. 5 points for Carson Tootle. 4 points for Dylan Lawrence, along with Daniel Bowers. 3 points each for Owen Hughes, Owen Bell, and Brock Thomas. And then 2 points for Hudson Edwards. So just a dominating performance by Newark. They shoot over 50% for the game. Rebound Logan. Again, the turnover differential at halftime, it was 14-3. Cats had a few more in that second half, but still forcing 20 turnovers by Logan and just doing what they needed to do, stealing the ball, deflecting balls, getting easy transition layups. It was a comfortable victory tonight for the Wildcats to get their third victory in four contests. Kelsey, at the last minute, she gets it done back at the studio. We appreciate her hard work in getting everything done this evening. Thanks a lot, Kelsey. Again, your final score here from Jimmy Allen Gymnasium, Newark 63, Logan 31. Have a great rest of your Friday evening and weekend, everybody. You've been listening to Newark Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
This has been High School Basketball on Kate 98.7. Tonight's game was brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licky Memorial Health Systems, Par Excellence STEM Academy, Elliott Heating and Cooling, Al's Meat Market, Central Ohio Garage Door, Elliott's Wood-Fired Kitchen and Red Oak Pub, Lucard Heating and Cooling, Krager Tire, Buckeye Valley Equipment, The Toy Store, and Shaw Mechanical Heating and Cooling.